This past week, me and my wife faced a really big trial, and I'm not really sure how to explain the whole thing, but so I'll just start at the beginning. That's always a good spot. I have a 24-year-old daughter whom I haven't really seen since she was like 6 months old. We were in a short relationship, and the child resulted from it, and shortly after she was born, we went our separate ways. My whole life, I've been in the middle of addictions of one kind or another, and I just simply didn't care or about myself or about my daughter. I never tried to seek her or find her, and at some point, I ended up owing money for child support, and it built up and it built up. So today, you know, I owe a sum of money in arrearages. Well, back in January, I went into a rehab program, and it became my desire to take care of this bench warrant that I've had. I absconded probation for this thing 2 years ago, and I've been walking around with a bench warrant over my head. And recently, I contacted an attorney, and he was kind of trying to guide me through the proper process of taking care of this warrant. Well, we made some phone calls, me and my wife made some phone calls, and we called the county where the warrant had been through. And they informed us that, in fact, there was no warrant. And so I was like, cool, you know, we proceeded to go on with our life, you know. Well, at that point, I'm going to stop, and this is going to sound like a whole separate story, but a week ago last Thursday, we got up and we went down to get our mail, and this place that I was working for was writing checks directly to people that I owed, like my lot rent and my trailer payment and stuff, and we went down to the mailbox, got the mail, and there was a notice in there from the trailer park that the last lot rent check that I gave them had bounced for insufficient funds. So I immediately got on the phone to the people that gave me the check, and I said, hey, you know, what are we going to do about this? And she said, no problem, come down, I'll replace it. You know, I'll give you a certified check. I said, okay, no problem, I'll be there in a few minutes. So no more than did I get done talking to her on the phone, and I got the owner of my trailer knocking on the door all mad. Your check bounced. I was like, give me a minute. And I picked the phone back up and called these people again. I was like, my landlord, the owner of the trailer is knocking on my door all mad because his check bounced too. And now not only do I owe my trailer payment, my lot rent, I got $100 worth of overdraft fees and late fees and all kinds of stuff. I was like, you know, I shouldn't have to pay all that. And she's like, assured me, no problem. Just come down here, we'll take care of it, you know. Well, we did, you know, we went and we got the new checks and stuff, and we were running around trying to cash them, and Lois happened to have her son with us that day, and we went and dropped him off at his house, and after we left, we stopped at this gas station. And we were like, and we had discussed this before, that just to make sure that I didn't have a bench warrant, that at some point I would just walk up to a police officer with my ID and say, okay, you know, I want you to run my name, you know, I want to make sure this is all taken care of. So that's what we did, you know, and next thing, I'm in the back seat with handcuffs on, headed up to Clare County. And, but, you know, it seemed like the hand of God had been lifted from us that day. You know, we should know better that that's not the way it works, but it did. You know, it's like two checks bounced, you know, the most important ones. And then I go to jail, you know, it's just like, it seemed like the most horrible day ever. And, but as it turned out, now, you know, I went to court and everything, and, you know, it's all been straightened out now. But looking back on it, you know, it was God's plan all along. You know, I was like, he could see maybe that I was dragging my feet to take care of this thing, and he's like, enough. He's like, I got this. And he knew that it was going to take some cash to get this, you know, for bond, and, you know, phone calls from jail are not cheap, and it's up north, so it took a lot of gas money for my wife to come up there for the court hearings and stuff. And he knew that it was going to take more money than we were going to be able to save to take care of it. And I think that's why he returned them checks. But just to assure everyone, you know, my God is providing for, you know, my trailer payment and my lot rent and stuff. It's all worked out. it's not a problem, but that's, you know, it's amazing, you know, that he took the worst day of my life and actually turned around into something good. You know, he's just so faithful. It was so awesome. And we had one scary moment. I was up in front of the judge Friday, and my probation officer had told my attorney to recommend that my bond get lowered to whatever I could afford. And so my attorney told the judge that, and the judge was like, I don't know. He was all skeptical. He's like, I want to hear that directly from the probation officer. He says, in the meantime, he says, I'm leaving the bond at $1,500. Might as well have been $15,000, you know, because we didn't have it. And the paperwork was all signed and everything, and they were on their way of ushering me out the door. And my next court date would have been October 4th. And I was like halfway out the door, and my probation officer walked in, and so they all had a meeting up there at the bench, and the judge says, okay, bring Mr. Hesling back up here again. And so this is like the fourth or fifth time I was in front of him, you know, because I kept going up, and they'd have to go on recess for talk about something, and they'd call me back up. I was up and down in front of the little stand there like three, four, five times. It seemed like I was in front of them for like an hour, you know. But, you know, the probation officer said, yes, judge, you know, he says, I have complete faith in this man that he has changed his life around, and I'm willing to give him another break. And so they did. They lowered my bond. She says, I don't think jail is going to serve any good purpose here, you know, just let the man out so he can go back to work and take care of his wife and pay his bills, and we'll take care of it from there. So, yes, it was the whole day that I thought was so horrible ended up being one of God's plans. He just took the problem by the throat and said, this is what needs to be done, and he took care of it. And, it, you know, it only took a week, you know, something I thought was going to take months, you know. But he just took a really overwhelming and what I thought was a complicated problem and just, you know, took care of it in one day, basically. And, I just want to sing like one verse from Great is Thy Faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, yeah, the maximum sentence this carried was 4 years in prison. They could have brought that back. And it was, you know, I've been in front of this same judge like five or six times at least. And I just, you know, I begged them each time, you know, let me go into recovery. You know, I can do it this time, you know. And so, you know, and I had showed him a certificate that I had graduated this rehab program. And he looked at it and, you know, he like laughed, you know. It's like, yeah, okay, you know, we're going through this again, you know. But, and the spirit must be on my probation officer because she just, you know, she just took control of it. She's like, nope, you are not putting this man in jail. He does not deserve to go to jail. He's turned his life around. And, you know, and the judge, he didn't want to have, you could see the judge was angry with her, you know. He was looking at her like he thought she lost her mind or something, you know. But, you know, she stepped right up, and I just, it was amazing, you know. And because, you know, and I want to thank the church for all their prayers and for supporting, you know, me and being there for Lois, because I know she was going through probably a worse time than I was. And I just thank that and thank everyone for that and for all the prayers and the compassion and the generosity that everyone has, you know, bestowed on us during this really horrible time. Well, it actually was not a horrible time, turns out. It was a blessing in disguise.
Was there some choices you were making and something God was doing with you when you were in time out?
Oh, yeah, when you know, there is not much to do in jail, you know, so you have a lot of time to think.
Time out,
yeah. And it's just, you know, he was working in me and, you know, making me realize that, you know, that he is there for me no matter what, you know. It doesn't matter how many bad choices I've made or what situation I'm in, he loves me and he's there to, you know, pull me out from the gutter. And you know, because I was going, you know, there was a lot of things going through my mind. I was bouncing back and forth, like, you know, for 8 months now, you know, I've been, like, really struggling to do the right thing, you know, to work and support my wife and, you know, keep a good job and stay in my recovery. And, you know, when I was sitting in jail, I'm like, what is the point? You know, I'm like, I'm doing all these things, everything I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm still sitting in jail, so, you know, what's the whole point? You know, what's it worth? But then the next minute I'd be like, no, I know God's got this. You know, this is all part of his plan. And I felt like a yo-yo, you know, in my mind. It was like going, bouncing back and forth. And, you know, he just put it on my heart to start reading in Psalms. And so that's what I was doing. And I just, today, you know, my faith in him, I believe, is considerably more. Each time I think that, though, something will happen, and I'll be like, okay, what's going on? You know, I need to learn how to turn these problems over to God before I go trying to take care of them myself, because I just, you know, I can't do it.